we celebrate the Ember Days of September, which signify the end of summer and the beginning of fall, the beginning of the harvest, and the giving of thanks to God, which we shall do momentarily in the liturgical calendar and in some countries more and longer than others. We celebrate on this particular day the feast of a very wonderful and special apostle, also who became an evangelist by the will and power of the Holy Spirit, Saint Matthew. He is also known by his other Hebrew name, and of course they had many names, just as many of us have many names, Levi. Now he was a tax collector, so he was regarded to be a great sinner and a traitor to Israel by the Pharisees and the scribes and those who ruled, even though they themselves were receiving benefits from their taxes. Nevertheless, they regarded him as a great traitor. And so when our Lord saw him, he immediately knew, because our Lord is God, he knows everything. He knows each one of you. He knows me. He knows each one of these young men on the altar. And we have seen in the last few years, at least in the last years of remembrance, how two of our acolytes have been called by Christ. Some more willing than others, but yet, nevertheless, they finally did give in. Saint Matthew, Levi. Our Lord went by the customs house, and he saw him sitting there. It was like a porch, covered porch, where he was collecting taxes and writing up what this person paid and what that person paid. Very similar to the way God writes up all our sins and all our indulgences that offset our sins in regards to purgatory. I was reading a book that I promised to somebody who's not here, so that's good, because I will have a couple of more days to review it. I have read it many, many years ago, on purgatory. And suppose that for every sin that you commit, the Bible says the just man, the saint, sins 7 times a day, which means many times a day. If you receive 10 years of purgatory for every time you sin, when you add up a week, a month, a year, then you add up 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30, 50, 80, 90, how many years in purgatory do you not think you're going to get? And one of the priests and saints calculated, and he said, at the very, very least, 3,000 years. So it's not going to be 1 week or 2 weeks. We're not all going to be like St. Thomas Aquinas, who appeared to another Dominican and said, pray for me, have masses said for me, I am in purgatory, I need 6 more months. And you have St. Thomas Aquinas, the greatest theologian and philosopher of the Holy Catholic Church. So imagine us. Imagine you. As they would say in Spanish, yo, vous. And so that is the way that is. But St. Matthew, he did not put off. Our Lord called him, who saw him and saw that he is the one. He's going to be an apostle. He is going to be a bishop, one of the 12 first bishops of the church. He is going to write the first gospel, which was written in Hebrew and Aramaic and later translated into Greek and later translated into Latin by St. Jerome, whose feast we will be celebrating shortly at the end of this month. And he called him, and he became one of the 12 apostles with all his faults and sins. For these other people did not understand. It is not our place to judge. It is God's place to judge. He has come to call the just, not to call the just, but sinners. And so Levi left everything. He did not even gather up his money, his coins. He left it all, and somebody else took over. And he went to his mansion because he was very rich. And he had a big banquet in honor of our Lord. And then the Pharisees began their usual evil criticisms. And of course, that's one of the greatest sins of all, to judge and to criticize others, not knowing exactly what's going on. On the other hand, we cannot use that as an excuse. The Mass of today speaks about, it's not on this particular page, so I can't read it, it's in the Missal on the altar, but it also speaks of the fact that we should not linger or gather around with great sinners. And of course, that's what the Pharisees were judging, but without knowing that he was already converted. And he said, do not enable those who are sinful by your cohabitation with them in any way, shape, or form. St. Matthew left all that world and became a follower of Christ. And after Pentecost, St. Peter sent him to different places, and among the places where he preached the gospel, of course, he was also writing the gospels, his gospel, and he preached the gospel in Ethiopia and in Persia, what is modern-day Iran. And we do not know, all the different authors of the second and third century argue about, he died in Persia, he died in Ethiopia, but he was put to death. Some even say he wasn't put to death. But we know he died around the year 90 AD. But we do believe that he was a martyr like most of the apostles. And then his body was taken eventually to the Basilica of St. Matthew in Salerno. It's a very beautiful city on the Amalfi Coast, north of Naples, where he is buried in that basilica. Some of his relics, of course, are at St. Peter's and at the Basilica of the Twelve Apostles in Rome. And then, of course, the very special relic of the tooth of St. Matthew is held in a tiny little basilica near San Giovanni Rotondo, where St. Pius of Pietrelcina, whose feast is coming up, would go to visit and pray to St. Matthew, where the relic of his tooth, one tooth, that's all you need, one hair, that's all you need for a first-class relic. And so today, we honor St. Matthew, and we pray for those who study the scriptures and are learning the scriptures and are preparing especially for ordination in these days of the Ember Days, which are prayers for holy priests and holy bishops and holy popes. May God answer our prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.